You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, Episode 8.
Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, launch, grow, and scale a wildly successful e-commerce company. Listen to real conversations with proven practical strategies and success stories. Learn how to generate more traffic, more sales, more profit, and customer lifetime value for your Shopify store. And now, your host and e-commerce entrepreneur, Steve Hutt.
Hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to E-Commerce Fastlane Podcast. If this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving online with your Shopify store. New episodes are available each week in iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play, yeah, Spotify, you name it. Also, you can be signed up to our email newsletter and get notifications at ecommercefastlane.com. Now, on today's episode, what is the right time to start thinking about customer loyalty? Well, that's exactly what I'm going to help you with today. You'll learn what the key drivers are for loyalty programs and when you need to ask yourself before you get started. And most importantly, what are the metrics that you need to understand about success with this program? Today, I'm delighted to be chatting with Charlie, who is the CEO of Loyalty Lion, a very popular data-driven loyalty and engagement solution on Shopify. Charlie, kind of welcome to the show.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Kind of before we jump into some topics today, I thought maybe it would be great just to learn a little bit about you and kind of your entrepreneurial journey so far with Loyalty Lion.
Absolutely. Starting my own company is something that I've always wanted to do, even from the age of about 6 years old. Bit of an odd six-year-old, I guess. So my first business was selling chickens' eggs at the side of the road. I had the chickens and I sold the eggs at the side of the road. So I guess you could say I was in commerce at a very young age. Mm-hmm. And it was my most profitable business ever, because I didn't have to pay for anything. So I kind of look back on that with fond memories. Then obviously went off to university and I thought to myself, go get a credible job so people believe that someone wants to employ you, but only use that as a stopgap. Go back to your dream of starting a company. So after university, I went to Deloitte, where I was a technology consultant. I was there for 3.5 years in London, loved it. And then they offered me a sabbatical. And I used that sabbatical to brainstorm different business ideas and did some serious bootstrapping, had to move out of London. And that's actually where I met my co-founder of Loyalty Lion, Dave, who happens to be our CTO as well. Mm-hmm. And together, we built a business which was accepted into Startup Bootcamp, which is the world's biggest accelerator program. And we were based in Berlin, and we beat something like 400 companies to get in there. It was a fantastic experience for both of us. Up until that point, we really didn't know much about starting a company or the startup ecosystem. And we were introduced to hundreds of entrepreneurs. And we just talked to them about what does it really mean to start a company. And the key things they kept saying to us was, look, you need to be tackling a really big problem because you're going to be doing this for a long time and you need to be passionate about it. And it was during that experience that Loyalty Lion was born. So that was in 2012. And we signed our first Shopify client in 2014. So it hasn't been an overnight success. There's been a lot of hard work that's gone into it. Today, we've got thousands of Shopify stores using us. Also, Magento, BigCommerce, and custom-built e-commerce stores. And we've got some really great investors. And they're particularly relevant to the stores who use us because they provide expertise. So one of our investors was the first employee and head of e-commerce at ASOS. Mm. And the other one was the co-founder of the world's biggest loyalty program, Payback.
Oh, wow.
And thank you. And a little brag. We've just been nominated for the best gamified loyalty program by the Loyalty Magazine, which is great.
Congratulations.
But it's not the thing that I'm most proud of. The thing I'm most proud of is our team. They're a great bunch of people. They're smart, they're dedicated, and they're a lot of fun. And you can find us in the US and based out of London in the UK.
So I guess you really are. I mean, that's fantastic, and congrats on that. And I it definitely resonates with me that you're creating this team environment, and there's a lot. It sounds like you got a great, dedicated, passionate team that really enjoy getting to work every day. And I think that's that resonates with me, because that's kind of how I feel, kind of inside Shopify also. So tell me a little bit about how you're helping kind of grow some of these e-commerce merchants.
Absolutely. So our mission as a company is to help fast growth e-commerce merchants succeed. I absolutely love what platforms like Shopify have done to the ecosystem. They've lowered the barriers to entry for creating a business, thereby empowering entrepreneurs to follow their dreams, creating jobs, creating choice, creativity, and competition in a marketplace. And as someone who studied economics, that's just a very good thing for a market. Mm-hmm. I see e-commerce today, thanks to businesses like Shopify, a bit like brick and mortar was 20, 30 years ago, where there was tons of choice and variety and entrepreneurs with their own businesses, but eventually it got dominated by the few, only these big multinational corporations who could afford the cost of creating these companies could afford the marketing bills. And unfortunately today we're seeing it happen in e-commerce, where entrepreneurs are at threat, and they are at threat from the likes of Amazon. For them to lose would be a big loss. So as a company, we exist to give entrepreneurs of fast growth stores one more tool in the fight against Amazon.
Yeah, hear, hear. I do appreciate that mantra.
Great.
So thank you for sharing that journey kind of so far. I really do appreciate it, because it sounds like you're right. It's never an overnight success at all. It's funny on the outside, when people kind of look in and they see that, they're like, all of a sudden it just happened overnight. And the reality is that there's been a lot of blood, sweat, and tears gone into thinking about and then executing on and finding the right team. And kind of here we are.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe from a high level, can you just share with us kind of what Loyalty Lion actually is, and does your solution have any superpowers?
Okay. Yep. So Loyalty Lion is a data-driven customer loyalty and engagement solution for fast growth e-commerce merchants. So typically people think about us as a loyalty program and just points and just making customers happy, but that's not what we're about. We're about helping merchants understand their customers better and making smart decisions off the back of that to increase loyalty and engagement. So merchants use Loyalty Lion to build their own fully customized loyalty programs. And you can see there's a huge variety of merchants who use us, fashion and cosmetics and health and wellness and food, etc. The likes of Dr. Axe, if you took a look at them, we do their loyalty program 100% pure, his cosmetics, and they have 13 physical stores. We connect all their stores under one loyalty program. And then The Chive, which is an incredibly popular blog. We've gamified their entire blog and then linked it up to their e-commerce store, where Loyalty Lion is also there. So The Chive is actually monetizing traffic on their site and directing them to purchase in the store via rewards.
Excellent.
So you asked about superpowers. I love that question. Our superpower is data. So many retailers don't know how much revenue they're missing out on by losing loyal customers. At Loyalty Lion, our software can tell you the answer to that question and help you retain them.
That's awesome. So let's dig into the nitty-gritty then. So how does Loyalty Lion actually help Shopify store owners specifically?
So in a nutshell, we help Shopify store owners increase revenue from existing customers. So we help them be more successful and more profitable.
Okay.
The first part to that is what I just mentioned. It's understanding. So understanding who is loyal and who is at risk and who needs winning back. And then the second part is doing something about it. So using that data to inform your decisions. That we don't believe in guesswork at Loyalty Lion. It's about smart marketing. The merchants that we talk to, none of them have got the time they need to do the jobs that they've already got to do. So they don't want to be guessing. They want to just know where to focus their efforts. So second part is doing something about it once we've told them where to focus their efforts. Right. And that's all about increasing customer retention. So they can do that with points and loyalty tiers, driving repeat purchases. So LoyaltyLearn has emails that get sent out automatically when a customer has enough rewards, enough points for a reward. They click on that email, they come back to the store, they repeat purchase. Those emails are wildly successful, right? Normal marketing email will get a click-through rate of about 3%. We get 35%. And then on the back of that, customer claims the reward and makes a purchase. That typically generates about 3% of the store's entire revenue. So you can just see how useful this part is. And then we integrate into like Klaviyo or MailChimp or Bronto. So you can send the emails via that if you wish to. Another area of doing something about it is boosting customer engagement. So retailers can offer points for anything. Creating an account, referring a friend, liking a Facebook page, anything they like. And the final piece that retailers like to do is to boost customer advocacy. So using LoyaltyLearn's inbuilt referral solution, shoppers can refer their friends on Facebook, Twitter, via WhatsApp, via email, or just put a link on a blog and direct traffic. And right. It's a great way to boost revenue. Mm-hmm. So the key point for Shopify owners in particular is our customization. So LoyaltyLearn is fully customizable. We've talked with hundreds of merchants about their business, and brand is vital. That's how they differentiate. So it's important to them that they can customize LoyaltyLearn to match their brand. It's also incredibly fast. So because of Shopify's app store, it only takes 4 minutes to get set up on LoyaltyLearn.
Wow. That's awesome. You know, you're definitely, I know I'm sold on it. I mean, I deal with, like you, I deal with lots and lots of merchants every single day. And this is definitely a key point that I have to make sure that my merchants have a program in place. Mm-hmm. And if they don't, you know, I strongly suggest that they do, because I feel that you're right. In the end, it really does help grow the brand over time. What we should do is maybe think about, when should a merchant actually consider? I mean, in my particular case, I mean, I'm telling my merchants, but people listening to the show right now may not have access to someone like me. So when should they start thinking about maybe getting involved with a loyalty program?
Yeah, it's a great question and one of the main topics that we wanted to cover here today. Mm. The reason being is it's something that everybody asks themselves. Like, most people have considered adding a loyalty program and they just don't know when. Like, oh, maybe it's something we'll do in 6 months' time. And as I already discussed, all of these merchants are busy. So it's a matter of prioritization. Truth be told, what we've seen is most retailers think they should wait until they have a certain number of customers before starting a loyalty program and instead focus on acquisition in the early days. Really, if you don't have very many resources in-house, this is an absolutely fine strategy. However, as soon as you get one customer, then you're getting sales, and those customers might want to join your loyalty program, and you're already missing out on an opportunity for them to engage with your brand and talk about others. So you could say that actually day one is the time to start thinking about a loyalty program. Mm-hmm. And there's huge benefits to doing that. If you start early, you can experiment. You can test with a smaller customer base. You can see which rewards resonate with your audience and when to send loyalty emails, etc. Mm-hmm. Something's just come to me now. One of our investors who I just mentioned earlier, James Hart, I was really struck by something that he said to me one of the first times we met. So James is the first employee and e-commerce director at ASOS. Is ASOS a business that's actually known in the US?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great, fine. All right, so it's massive. Yes. $2.5 billion a year retailer, absolute trailblazer in the fast fashion industry in the world. And so James and I were talking over coffee, and he said to me, the only thing that matters in e-commerce is customer loyalty. And this is a man who was head of e-commerce for ASOS for 14 years. And as soon as he said that, I knew he was the right investor for us because he completely gets it. Yeah. So yeah, he would agree with this. The time to start thinking about loyalty is yesterday. As a retailer, as a merchant, your future success depends on your existing customers.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, so I guess the point I'm getting out of this is that it really is never too early to start a loyalty program. You know,
exactly, Steve. Yeah.
And, you know, the thing was, I really think it's, you know, different retailers probably have different motivations mm-hmm. to do so. But, you know, what are the most common drivers that you feel are that you hear from clients and potential customers?
You know, a loyalty program is such a powerful tool that actually there's a lot of drivers. It's very broad. And it always surprises me just how broad those drivers have become. Mm-hmm. So I'll only talk about a few actually. Okay. So one of the big ones is increasing competition. So like I mentioned, Shopify has been absolutely brilliant at lowering the barriers to entry and getting lots more entrepreneurs to follow their dreams.
Right.
The challenge that comes with that is e-commerce happens to be the only trillion-dollar business in the world that grows at 20% a year. Well, that means 20% more competitors every year. So increasing competition is a huge driver for getting a loyalty program. Linked to that, rising customer acquisition costs. So typically, a merchant will acquire customers through Facebook or AdWords, and they'll bid for those AdWords. But obviously, increased competition at 20% means more people bidding for AdWords, which means higher costs to acquire. So they know that it's good to acquire people through these channels, but as a result of increased costs, they need them to spend more. That's where a loyalty program comes in. So as mentioned, helping increase repeat purchase rates. So one of our clients, Astrid and Mayu, has seen a 10% increase in repeat purchase rates. And another way we can help is increasing the average order value. And the client that we mentioned earlier, Dr. Axe, they use one of our Loyalty Line innovations. So that's a feature that's only available on Loyalty Line. It's called Instant Points. And using that feature, they've seen a 36% increase in average order value, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah. And it kind of, you know, it's funny with Dr. Axe, because they're on Shopify, I just as more of a side note, I actually decided to create an account on Dr. Axe because I knew that you were doing this kind of instant points solution. And I decided to kind of for myself see what it did. And I was very impressed with kind of what was happening in the shopping cart. Pre-purchase, because it was actually showing me the points that I could get based on making this purchase. And it also showed, you know, here's other items that you could potentially add to your cart if you actually were to increase the basket size, maybe adding two or three items or multiple items. And here's some free items that you could actually get ahead of time actually in the cart. I thought it was a phenomenal execution of increasing basket size.
Great. I'm really glad you like it. At Loyalty Line, we love to experiment and we worked very closely with Dr. Axe. And our hypothesis was people would spend more money if you gave them their points early and therefore they could see adding things to the cart could get them a bigger reward. And that was the hypothesis. And we tracked that pre and post implementation, and a 36% uplift is what we saw. So it's a great success for them and for us. And that's available to all stores on Shopify, in fact.
Fantastic.
So where were we? Common drivers, I think you said.
Yeah, common drivers, yeah.
Showing customers that they're valued. So that's huge. A loyalty program's great at that. It's visible. It's on the site. Typically, retailers will add it into their account area or in the top right-hand corner. Loyalty Line provides notifications on site in real time. So if you created an account, we would say, thanks for creating an account, give you some points. If you left a review, Loyalty Line would automatically thank you in real time. So it's got that instant gratification. So it's a great way of showing customers that they're valued. Mm-hmm. And the other one is generating more revenue from loyal advocates. Like everybody knows that if you're a fan of a brand, you tell your friends. Referrals from friends are extremely successful. They're four times more effective than these ads that retailers will be paying for. And Loyalty Line's got that built in. So that's one of the main reasons they use it too.
Yeah, that's awesome. So what are some of the, I guess, I gotta say key questions, but that, you know, I guess they could be key questions that maybe a Shopify store owner kind of needs to ask, you know, themselves kind of before they're considering a loyalty program?
For me, being data focused and time scarce, which all merchants are, like I've said, it's about them understanding their goals. Like, why are they doing this? Are they implementing a loyalty program to increase retention, to differentiate themselves, to increase average order value, or is it as another marketing channel because it's a great way to talk to your customers? Mm-hmm. And once they decide which one they care about most, or maybe two out of max, design the loyalty program around those.
I see.
Another piece to consider is, do I need it? Like, am I one of those businesses that actually needs a loyalty program? And how big of a return might I see? So what we've seen is retailers who need a loyalty program, you can work that out if you ask yourself, how competitive is my market? Obviously, highly competitive, you're going to need something to differentiate yourself. What do I sell? Do I sell a product that's similar to others and therefore people can compare on price? If the answer to that is yes, you're going to end up in a price war, and that's not a war you can win. So there, a loyalty program is another differentiator and a non-price differentiator. Are my customer acquisition costs high? Like, that means you're going to need your customers to repeat purchase. You're going to need a nice, healthy average order value. So you need one. How established is my brand? And if my brand isn't established enough to be a differentiator, a loyalty program can help. And finally, on the need side, you don't know the answer to how many loyal customers did I lose last month?
That's a great question.
Yes. So not many people actually know the answer to that because it's quite hard to calculate.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the return side, just look at what your potential repeat purchase rate is. Do you sell lots of products and therefore people can come back and repeat purchase from you? Or do you sell a consumable product, maybe just one, and therefore people can come back? If you have a good potential repeat purchase rate, your return from a loyalty program is huge. And also, if you have a large existing customer base, there's a lot of untapped potential there.
I see. So I guess, you know, pivoting off that a little bit, but like, are there any key trends or that you think people need to consider kind of when, I guess, when they're considering a loyalty program?
Yeah. So when we talk to merchants and kind of when they're considering a loyalty program or during onboarding, we always listen to the challenges or the obstacles that they might have come up against during the decision-making process.
Right.
And a lot of merchants are put off because it seems complex, right? So you're effectively creating your own currency. Right? That's not something you want to be taking lightly.
Fair enough.
So you're giving points out and you're giving rewards for those points. So they're put off because it seems complex, but actually it's not. And Loyalty Line will provide recommendations inside the setup process to make sure that you do it right. And on certain plans, we'll actually provide an onboarding expert. They'll talk you through the program and they'll make sure it's set up perfectly. Then they'll talk to you every 3 months to make sure it's working.
Right.
And the other thing that you need to consider is the financial impact. So again, this is something that we hear a lot. Like, okay, so how much is this loyalty program going to cost me?
Mm-hmm.
And they would say, well, I'm not going to give away that many points. And actually, the opposite is true. The more you give, the more you gain. We have looked at pre and post implementation of loyalty programs. We've looked at post implementation and compared program members with non-program members. And what we find time and time again is that loyalty program members who are engaged, i.e. using rewards and coming back, their average order value is 39% higher than the rest of your customer base. So if they're using a reward, they spend 39% more.
Right.
At most, retailers are giving 10% off as a reward. So there's a clear gain there.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you don't need to make your rewards money off. be creative. You can give exclusive editorial content, for example. You could even give early access to a sale or a VIP invite into a store. In that case, you would make more money because you're going to get the people who want to spend more into your store first.
Yeah, almost like a pop-up or a flash sale.
Yeah, well, lots of merchants on Shopify have physical stores and use Shopify POS. And we LoyaltyLine works across the e-commerce store and the POS. So you can make one of the rewards and invite to an event at the store.
Wow, that's awesome.
Timing is something to consider. So when do you want to launch your loyalty program? What we see is lots of merchants wanting to coincide this with like a sales peak. So for example, the run up to Christmas, they're acquiring lots of customers in that period and they want to retain them post Christmas. And the same is true for Black Friday, Cyber Monday, actually.
Right.
And lastly is things to consider is use it. So a loyalty program runs across your entire business. Don't leave it as a siloed piece. It's part of your website. It's part of your email. It's part of your social media. The businesses who totally embrace the loyalty program, like Sephora, it's everywhere and it's fantastic and it's seamless. So make sure that your loyalty program works across mobile, your website, and your physical store. And don't be afraid to ask customers for their feedback.
Yeah, that's a really good point. You know, it makes me think too, it's a tiny bit off topic when it comes to e-commerce. But for example, with coffee, you look at Starbucks and their kind of star rewards program that they have. It's so interesting when my wife doesn't go and pick up her coffee like she usually does. They actually know that's the case because you haven't purchased recently and they've got a lot of processes in place to be able to incentivize to come back by offering extra bonus points if you come today and pick up something, or exactly. And it proves that if Starbucks is doing it, and there's so many other case studies of other brands that are definitely engaged in this sort of strategy and tactic, that it obviously works. And I implore you that anybody listening to this episode right now, that if you're kind of on the fence, I'm hoping that this episode has kind of opened your mind a bit. That getting involved in a loyalty program. From day zero, almost, or day one, people, if they're buying from you, they could potentially want to share the good fortune of the product they've purchased, and get an opportunity to be able to convert them into a loyal customer. And the stats you've shown are very clear of maybe giving a small percentage off if it's a monetary value, but then on the flip side, a 39% increase in lifetime value or average basket size stuff is a phenomenal stat. So we're kind of nearing the end of the show, but so I guess maybe I could get some closing comments from you that we can kind of leave with our listeners.
Sure. Big one is just thank you very much for listening today, and I hope you enjoyed it. The final one is if you want to know the answer to how many loyal customers did I lose this month, you can. On loyaltyline.com, we've put a free app on there. It's called E-commerce Insights. Install that via the Shopify App Store, and it will give you the answer. So you can focus your marketing and retain your best customers. Good luck.
Wow, that's awesome. Thank you for that free offer, and that's phenomenal. So that would be, I guess, going over to loyaltyline.com, and you also mentioned you can go into the App Store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you go to loyaltyline.com, you can read all about LoyaltyLine on there. As one of our products is E-commerce Insights, so you can install that one for free, or you can just hop over to the Shopify App Store, and you can just type in LoyaltyLine and you'll find LoyaltyLine there.
Beautiful. Well, Charlie, this has been very educational for me personally, and I'm hoping the listeners also feel the same way. It's very clear that LoyaltyLine has has doubled down and made a strong case that it's important from right from the beginning, I think, to have a loyalty program. And I highly recommend that if you're listening to the show, please go to loyaltylion.com and have at least see what they're all about and give it a trial. Definitely try their free offer right now with the insights. I think that's phenomenal. You know, your expertise and your knowledge and stuff is just amazing. And, you know, I think at the end of the day, I really feel this will help kind of increasing, I guess, customer engagement, I guess is a good word to use, and retention. And, you know, end of the day, I really feel it's all about lifetime customer value for your Shopify store. So once again, thanks a lot, Charlie, for coming on the show.
Thank you very much, Steve. I really enjoyed it.
I hope you enjoyed my conversation today with Charlie from Loyalty Lion. You know, the lessons he shared are quite clear. You know, some new Shopify store owners kind of still think that maybe they should wait until they have a certain number of customers kind of before they start a loyalty program. But, you know, instead they kind of focus on new customer acquisition kind of in the early days. And, you know, the truth is that, you know, as soon as you're getting any sales to your store, you'll have people who would want to join your program and engage with your brand. And, you know, the best part, talk to others about it. You know, that whole word of mouth, it's super important. This dark social is kind of referred to. You know, the benefits of starting early is that you can test and you can kind of see what's working and, you know, find out what rewards that your audience prefers and you know, when to send loyalty emails. Like, so it really does make sense to kind of start now. So go check them out, loyaltylion.com, or you can find them in the Shopify App Store. All right, so go check them out. So I'm just over 4 weeks now with this new show, and you know, downloads and reviews are coming in, and I massively appreciate that. And thank you so much for being a listener. If you haven't done so yet, if you could just take a few minutes and subscribe on iTunes, it only takes a moment on your phone to click the subscribe button. And I'd be so grateful if you could kind of give a rating and a review, just a quick review of the show, a rating and a review together. It really does help a new show like this kind of gain some visibility and traction in iTunes. And so coming up next week, I do have a chat with Christopher Blockus, actually, from a marketing platform called Nosto, and they are a Shopify partner. And what they do is they kind of leverage the power of big data, and they are able to, I guess, build an understanding of your store and every visitor that's kind of interacting with it. And then with that data, then Nosto is able to kind of predict and kind of automatically deliver the most relevant recommendations, like right on the website. You know, on top of that, through email and through pop-ups and Facebook ads and Instagram ads, like it does a significant amount of your marketing for you. Like, literally, Nosto helps you maximize conversions, average order value, and kind of most importantly, obviously, your customer retention on Shopify. So, you know, we talked about some of the biggest challenges that Shopify merchants kind of have faced and kind of how Nosto is, you know, able to solve it. So it really is a great episode. So make sure you check it out next week. And, or if you're binge listening, you can kind of click through to the next show right away. Well, thanks for taking time out of your busy day or your commute and listening to the show. I truly appreciate you and your desire to kind of level up your skills and your knowledge with e-commerce and with Shopify. So until then, enjoy the rest of your week and take care.